Welcome to Siterep Israel. This podcast provides automated situational reports generated by Claude Sonnet 4.7. For more info, see siterepizer.com. SITEEPSR, Iran absent from Islamabad as ceasefire expiry looms Wednesday. Issued 1442 Israel time 1142 UTC, Tuesday the 21st of April 2026. Bottom line, Iran's state media denies any delegation has departed for Islamabad, while a Pakistani diplomatic source claims a preliminary Iranian delegation has arrived, creating unresolved ambiguity over whether Tuesday talks are live as the ceasefire expires Wednesday. The IEA has declared the Hormuz closure the worst energy crisis in history. A Mossad officer was killed outside Israel during the war, and Israeli forces are escalating demolitions in southern Lebanon under ceasefire cover. The ceasefire between Iran and the US expires Wednesday with no confirmed diplomatic breakthrough. Iran's state media denies any delegation has left for Islamabad, directly contradicting a Pakistani source's claim of a preliminary Iranian arrival. VP Vance is reportedly departing for Pakistan, but US officials told CNN that Trump's social media posts are undermining the talks. Iran's Qatam al-Anbiya headquarters commander publicly warned of a decisive response to any breach of commitments, while the IEA chief's declaration of a historic energy crisis and the IMO's emergency evacuation planning for stranded Gulf shipping underscored the mounting economic cost of the Hormuz closure. Iran delegation contradiction clouds Islamabad talks ceasefire expires Wednesday. Talk status contradictory, reporting Iran's state television denied that any Iranian delegation has departed for or arrived in Islamabad and stated that no meetings have been scheduled. A Pakistani diplomatic source cited by Al-Manar reported the opposite. A preliminary Iranian delegation has arrived in Islamabad and a US delegation is already present. The contradiction is unresolved as of 1142 UTC. Reporting conflicts on this point between Iranian state media and the Pakistani source. US side Vice President Vance is reportedly departing for Pakistan. US officials told CNN that Trump's repeated social media posts are undermining the negotiating track. Iran is said to have received clearance from Mujtaba Khamenei to negotiate, but state media has not confirmed any delegation movement. Iranian military posture. The commander of the Qatam al-Anbiya headquarters stated that Iranian armed forces will deliver an immediate and decisive response to any breach of commitments by the enemy. Deputy Parliament Speaker Ali Niksad said, "Iran will never succumb to any blackmail and bullying and will utilize all means to uphold its rights." A senior Expediency Council member separately called on the public and political factions to support the negotiating team and maintain national unity. Vessel incident, Iran's Judiciary Chief Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejeh condemned the US seizure of an Iranian commercial vessel in the Sea of Oman as a clear instance of a war crime and a violation of the ceasefire. Iran's army announced that the oil tanker Silly City entered Iranian territorial waters under Navy escort. An Iraqi ship captain described traversing Gulf waters as sailing over a ball of fire, citing Iranian attacks on tankers during the standoff. Diplomatic signaling, Iran's roads minister held a call with Turkmenistan's foreign minister covering transport, trade, and energy issues, a routine bilateral contact maintained during the conflict. A cultural diplomacy event in Athens highlighted damage to Iranian heritage sites during the conflict. Iranian and international legal experts stated that Trump's threats against Iranian civilian infrastructure raise concerns under international law. The UN Secretary General's spokesperson said no military objective justifies attacks on civilian infrastructure. Mossad fatality, Israeli Channel 12, citing Mossad chief statements reported that a Mossad member was killed outside Israel during the war with Iran. No further details on location, identity, or circumstances were available in the evidence. Lebanon Northern Front. Israel escalates demolitions in South Lebanon. Hezbollah buries 44 fighters. Demolitions under ceasefire cover. Israeli forces escalated demolition operations in southern Lebanese border villages on Tuesday, targeting civilian infrastructure, including sports facilities and ambulances. Al-Manar's correspondent reported that Israeli forces blew up the Amam sports complex in Maiz al-Jabal shortly after midnight and burned ambulances belonging to the Islamic Rasala Association. Field reports from Al-Manar correspondents across southern Lebanon described sustained demolition operations accompanied by artillery shelling and continuous aerial surveillance. Hezbollah post-casefire, the TLDR Iran Siterep reported that Hezbollah is burying 44 fighters killed during the conflict, a post-ceasefire accounting of losses. Legal action, the Arab American Civil Rights League announced a class action lawsuit against the US government on behalf of American citizens impacted by Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. Humanitarian, the IFRC, reported that 339 medical centers in Iran were targeted during the US-Israeli conflict, a figure cited in the context of the broader regional humanitarian toll. UN News confirmed the humanitarian crisis in Lebanon continues despite the ceasefire. Gaza, burn treatment for children threatened EU-packed suspension debate advances. Medical access Israeli restrictions are threatening burn treatment for children in Gaza, according to reporting by Al Jazeera. No casualty figures were provided in the evidence for this window. EU-Israel Association Agreement, Spain, Slovenia and Ireland sent a letter to EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas calling for a debate on suspending the EU-Israel Association Agreement, citing Israeli violations of human rights obligations. This follows the broader EU movement toward Israeli settler sanctions noted in the prior SITF. US political pressure, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel joined calls to end US financial aid to Israel, stating the US should never spill any blood for Israel's security and asserting Israel dragged the US into the conflict in violation of a rule it had for 78 years. Democratic support for Israel has reached new lows, according to polling cited by Times of Israel, West Bank. Settler gunfire kills two Palestinians near Ramallah. Teen killed by minister's security vehicle. Settler attack, the Palestinian Red Crescent reported that Israeli settler gunfire killed two people, a 13-year-old child and a 32-year-old adult, and wounded four others in an attack on the village of Al-Mugayir near Ramallah. Vehicle incident, a car described as belonging to the security detail of Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, struck and killed a 16-year-old Palestinian, Mohammed Majdi Al-Jabari, near Hebron. Ben-Gvir's office stated he was not at the scene and claimed the teenager burst into the road at a red light. Multilateral institutions. IEA declares worst energy crisis in history. IMO plans Gulf ship evacuation. Energy crisis. The IEA chief declared that the Middle East war is causing the worst energy crisis in history, with the Hormuz closure compounding the energy fallout from the Ukraine war. Jet fuel price hikes are expected to affect travelers. Fears of a global food catastrophe are growing as fertilizer and fuel costs surge. Pakistan is paying record fuel import premiums. IMO evacuation planning. The International Maritime Organization is developing an evacuation plan for hundreds of ships stranded in the Arabian Gulf since US and Israeli strikes on Iran began over 7 weeks ago. IMO Secretary General Arsenio Dominguez stated the plan can only be activated when there are clear signs of de-escalation. US domestic Trump's approval rating held at 36%, the lowest of his current term, as many Americans questioned his temperament amid the Iran war, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll concluded Monday. At least 62 US veterans and family members of military personnel were arrested at the Cannon House office building in Washington during a protest against the Iran war. Ceasefire expiry. The two-week ceasefire between Iran and the US is set to expire Wednesday. Both sides have accused each other of breaching the truce. The TLDR Iran SITPF confirmed the expiry date as April 22. End of sitrep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com. Thanks for listening. Visit sitrepisr.com for the full report and source citations.